Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And we have a very interesting show for everybody today. Actually, I've joined several groups. Well, Neil and I have joined several groups on Facebook, which I don't know why we didn't do before, Neil, but we're connecting with people that are interested in spirituality, interested in psychic phenomena. And I responded to a thread. Actually, I think we have the person that asked the question in this thread on one of the forums that we're involved in. And it's regarding the number 11. And she was seeing the number 11 repeatedly for the last few days. And I know you're probably going to talk to her individually about that. So we'll get to that in a moment. But there were a lot of responses in that conversation regarding the meaning of number 11. Of course, we talk about 11 frequently on the show, and we wanted to just shed some light on that number because, of course, Neil, you've been developing the science of numerology under your own interpretation for, gosh, I don't know, 40 years? I mean, when did you really start with numbers?
Well, I started with numbers more than 40 years ago. I mean, it was started with my grandfather, and he started to enlighten me about the mysteries of numbers. He was a bit of a psychic himself. And so from there, I just took it into a more of a deep study. Of course, I started off just dealing with spirits and guides and things like that, and ghosts and doing readings on people, but the energy actually of numerology and numbers starts with a code, and that code is deeply embedded in the idea that we are just not linear human beings, meaning we're just not composed of physical matter, that we are actually spiritual beings, and we have a soul. And that we incarnate many times in order to further evolve towards higher states of awareness. And that during our evolutionary path, if you will, we accumulate a certain wealth of wisdom, we make mistakes, we sometimes abuse our gifts that we've been given. And insofar that we do that, we sometimes, to rectify these kind of errors, we take on a kind of an additional burden in order to learn a particular lesson that we failed to learn in a previous lifetime. And so we take on this kind of karmic debt, and thereby every time we come back to the planet, we're a different number. We have different things to learn. Our numbers are in random order, and each number means something.
And they're involved in different themes. So the number 11 has its own theme. And, of course, when we're talking about the number 11 in terms of a master number, yes, it's part of a karmic number. For instance, 29112 or 112, a master number is a single-digit number, 1 through 9.
Yeah, a master number is a single-digit number in terms of that connotation. When we're looking at a single-digit number, for instance, 11,
you mean two?
Well, 11 and two is derived by the reduction,
of
the accumulation
11.
Of 11 into
right.
into two different numbers. You have one and one, And then that becomes a 2 in numerology, which is going to bring us down to a single digit. And a 2 is somewhat connected to the second chakra, the sexual chakra, the sacral chakra, and the idea of the energy of creativity, relationships, things like that. When you have a 1-1, there's a certain element, because it's really the power of 1 twice. Now, it just doesn't become a single digit of 2. It becomes actually a 1-1. So you take on that 1-1, and you basically see it as identical. So it's got a duality in it.
Mm-hmm.
So when, as soon as you got a duality in the 1-1, you've got a kind of an energy field of light and dark, good and evil, male and female, yin and yang. That's the quality of what 11 is. But also the aspect, and so therefore, you know, it formulates an energy field by which it's short of a 12, which is another aspect of the 12. Of course, is an aspect of kind of a spiritual energy number,
because of the apostles, the 12 apostles, the 12 astrological signs, the 12 months.
Yeah, the 12 months. So you have an aspect of 11 in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But 11 is a very mysterious number, and it holds itself in a kind of different category than other numbers. When you get into biblical prophecy, you know, we talk about the 11th hour,
mm-hmm.
and that's right before the Holocaust or mass destruction. It's got, it actually has an ominous connection to it in many ways, because it's got an implication that there can be a lot of dark things that can happen at 11.
Right, 9/11, for instance.
9/11, yes.
Which reduces to an 11. 9/11 becomes 9/10/11.
Yeah. And so, you know, we don't always, when I've studied the number 11, I've often connected it to this dual nature, and that insofar that it's got a duality, it also has kind of a self-destruction button in it. But you also have to realize that Jesus Christ has 11 letters in it. And that, so we've got this great duality. And when we talk about the forces of good and evil, light and dark, I mean, we don't know what light is unless we know what darkness mm-hmm. is. And so it presents a great duality. And people who have 11s in their number system are people who are under a great obligation to make a decision in life about what world they're going to choose. So that's why a lot of times people who are 11s will enlighten themselves with being a life master or a life teacher, because they've chosen the attitude of heightened spirituality with the number 11, as much as 11 can also be the collapse of light and then therefore be a powerful dark figure. So it's sort of like that, you know, Darth Vader type of thing, where you have the light and the dark and the good and the evil, whether you have Christ or Antichrist. They all kind of come from the same fabric in terms of that great confrontation between body, mind, spirit, soul. So, you know, to me, it's a number that I find very interesting. I'm always a little bit cautious around an 11 because it can bring, it usually brings up conversation for sure, because it's got such a sharp duality about it. And because it exceeds the digits of 10, it's that extra 1. It's like that limbo between spirituality and physicality. So when we get into those parts of speech, so to speak, we can slip into disorder, confusion, aspects that are more inclined to be dark than light. However, if one is an 11 and passes into light, then they transcend darkness. With all the knowledge they have from past lives, well, then they become very enlightened human beings.
Isn't there a connection with 11 to the earth as well? I mean, we talked about the second chakra, because the 11 becomes a 2, but of course the two ones would signify the first chakra, and foundation.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with the earth, and it has a lot to do with the implements of the earth. You know, we got to remember when we talk about one of our more dramatic moments in time, like September 11th, you have to look at that too. That's 9/11, which is an 11.
Right.
The Twin Towers themselves were a perfect 11 because they each had, and each had 110 stories. And the American Air flight that was on, I believe, was 11. It had 11 crew members. You know, it's very
coded.
It's got a kind of foundation of energy in it. But you know, whenever we come to the aspect of something dark in the universe, we also come to the journey of something light, because from darkness comes light. And we know that. We know that from biblical connotations. We know it from physical connotations. The night brings light, and the light brings night. So it's kind of a strange relationship of energy. And when we look at the aspect of 11, we also have to look at that dual aspect of male and female within one being. Because really the epitome of existence is the equation between male and female psyche in terms of the physical experience of the earth. That we're trying, you know, two shall become one. And then you have kind of a trinity within that factor as well. But 11 is sort of it's in the midst of almost lacking that aspect of the trinity or that triangular mysticism of life. So it's sort of a number that drops into existence on a kind of a limbal state of mind. So I find it to be a very mysterious number. And when you really study it and look at it and get just beyond the surface of it being a master number in and of itself, and you really analyze it and you're bold enough to get into the interpretation of how it does bring in this kind of duality on the planet, then I think you become a lot more wise about the number itself, just as other numbers hold their own stories and symbolisms.
Yeah, and before we get to the callers, which we're going to be doing in just a moment, and everyone in the queue will be getting a reading today, just be patient because we take calls in order, and if you're not called first, it doesn't mean we're not going to be speaking with you. But the other thing I wanted to say is that I've noticed a lot of posts about people seeing successive numbers. Of course, we've seen that on we've heard that from our callers here on the show, and people will often look at the clock and see the same numbers repeatedly day after day after day at the same time. And, you know, that can mean a number of things. I mean, one, it can mean you just happen to train your brain to look at the clock, but it also can have significance. So we were talking with another I was talking last night in an email with another person that sent me a question. I'm not sure if she's attending the show today, but she had seen the numbers 333. And so the triplicate form we were talking about meaning something when it comes to numbers versus the you know, when you see them in sets of four or sets of two. What can those things signify before we get to the callers? This is the last little
well,
bit here.
Well, you know, when you're looking at the triplets of numbers, then you're looking at a trinity in and of itself. You're
which
looking
is
at
a very sacred trinity. The 3 and 7 are the most sacred numbers.
Yes, and then that adds up to 9, and that has an eternal quality to it. And so we're looking at something very powerful that might occur within the person's lifetime in a more of an immediate fashion, maybe within the next week or the next 7 days. Usually when you're looking at the immediacy of a prophecy, you can look at something in terms of the first hour up until the seventh day, as it's kind of a biblical implications are in there. But the aspect of seeing a number 3 times it triples itself. It has an aspect of redefining itself and then going beyond its own reflection to add that extra factor in there. So usually there's something mystical involved in the arrangement of seeing a number repeated 3 times.
Okay.
There's a mystical implication in that respect.
All right, Neil. Well, I think we should get to our callers because we've got a lot of people waiting to speak with us here. So the first in line is 706. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is April.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous? April's actually our 11 girl here. She's the one who posted in that question that we answered. So we're glad you could make it, April. What's first of all, you're in what state again?
Georgia.
I don't think I knew that actually. And what's your birth date, April?
It is 4/8/82.
Well, interesting, because you know when I answered your question in the forum just in a general way, and there is an 11 in your number in the 82. 1982 becomes an 11 equals 2 on the transcendent side of your birth date, which is the year. But go ahead with your question. I'm going to work out your master number here, 12, 22, 32, 5. What's your question, April? Are you just specifically wanting to know about that 11, or is there something else?
Well, I guess my question is, I've seen it a couple of nights, almost, I would say, 3 nights in a row. But I would say the last couple of weeks I've been kind of like researching, I guess trying to find myself and find answers. I want to know why. And it's like every time I see that number, I don't know, it feels like it's my, I feel like somebody's in my face going, hello. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I'm on the right path. Is that what they're trying to say? I'm not sure.
You're wondering if you're getting a message by seeing. So she's the one who is seeing 11:11 on the clock. She's been seeing it for the last 3 nights.
Oh.
And you're feeling like you've been on the path to self-discovery lately. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, what's happening, why you've been seeing it lately, April, and what's happening is that you're in your 32nd year of life. Now, your karma moves up to the age of 32 where you're about to make a change in life. In other words, your karma life is going to be transferred over to more a transcendent journey. And what angels and guides are saying to you is, April, get ready. Clean up your life as much as you can. You're about to make a turnover into a transcendent phase, and you want to clean up as much karma as you can so you don't carry it along with you on your journey. So
Okay. Why
you're seeing 11 is that obviously, April, there's something still that you have to resolve in your journey before you hit April 8th of 2015 when you'll be 33, because virtually you're going to be 1 year old on a transcendent level. You're still going to be carrying karma with you. That's true. But what you want to do is kind of get your garden weeded out of the weeds, if you will, and clear up things so that you can approach the age of 33 with as little immediate karma as necessary. So you want to clear things up in terms of your life, you know, things that you still have insecurities about. It could be anything. It could be insecurities about your personality, about your evolution in terms of what you want to do, about fears, about your self-esteem, you know, things in regards to that nature. And so you don't really want to hold on to insecurities. You want to let them go, but let them go in a legitimate way, a healthy way, not in a way of just denial, because that's going to just keep back up on you. So, April, those are the things that I think are most important right now. You have a wonderful energy in your crossover. You're going to be hitting an 8, which means power. So you have a powerful energy that you're going to be merging into at the age of 33. And there is going to be relationship agendas going on in there, but that could be relationship in personal. It could be business. It could be even within yourself. But these are the aspects that I think I'm getting from you. So if you're about to make any changes right now, April, if you're looking at a job change or a move change, what you really want to do is get in there and say to yourself, what am I still holding on to that's equated to fear and insecurity, and I want to transcend that? Even if it's something as small, not for you, but it's something as small as public speaking and you're afraid of that, take a public speaking class, you know. Whatever it is that will conquer your fears is what you need to do, and conquering fears is the most important aspect of transcending towards even a higher goal of getting in tune with your spirit.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I think my biggest thing is fear itself. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to put down fear, put down the things that you are fearful of, and on the other side, put down, is it logical or illogical? You know,
okay.
I mean, if you're afraid of jumping out of an airplane without a parachute, that's logical. But you don't want to be afraid of things that won't kill you. If it won't kill you.
I don't think it's necessarily that I'm afraid of life. I'm afraid of the unknown. And I think, like, the reason I think I saw that number last night, right before I seen the number, I was fixing to watch a movie, but I was hesitant because I didn't want to watch it by myself because I knew I'd be scared.
Well, but, I mean, that's a different kind of scare. You know, you're scared of the content of a movie, you know. I mean, that's a different kind of content. In terms of being afraid. And when we get into the number 11, you have to look deep into your own soul and say, is it something I have to conquer or is it an omen? I don't perceive this is some kind of potent omen that you're looking at, that you have to be afraid that, you know, oh, 11, I'm seeing 11s everywhere. I think I'm going to be killed in a car crash or something. I don't get that. Or internal and something that you really have to look at in terms of conquering your fear, which I think the best tool of that is faith. You have to have faith in order to conquer fear.
Okay.
All right. Well, April, we really appreciate your call, and we're glad you connected with us today. Hopefully that helps you, and you can always reach Neil, 562-596-7818. You can join us on Facebook and on Twitter, and we hope you call again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Okay. Want to say something before we get to the next caller?
No, we've got a lot of callers, and I don't want to too much commentary. We'll take away from their time.
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Kristen and Neil. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Yeah, how you spell?
L-Y-N-N?
L-I-N.
Oh, L-I-N. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I was way off.
That's okay.
Okay, well, welcome. Oh,
hi. I haven't spoken with you all for a long time. So,
great. Where are you calling from, Lynn?
I'm calling from California.
California, and your birth dates, please.
My birthday is January 5th, 1956.
56. Okay, 616.
Yeah.
279. And what is your question this morning, Lynn?
My question for you all today, please. Do you feel or see anything long-term for me in the romantic department this year?
Romantic department.
Yes.
Well, you're 59 years old.
Yes.
And you go on multiples of 9, which the last one was a 56. Your next one will be 50. You're sort of in the midst of that energy right now. Yes, I do. I do see something.
Yes. Okay.
Now, I don't yet understand that, well, the element of the human being coming in, there's a little bit of connection,
okay.
And I'm not how to exactly define this yet, but since you're in California, something connected to Palm Springs, first of all. So the first question is Palm Springs at any time.
Yes. Oh, I love Palm Springs. Yeah.
You love Palm Springs. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's an indication right there. I mean, I live in California too, and Palm Springs is not one of my destinations. I don't have any. I mean, you know, it's hot. It's nothing in it for me. But if you love Palm Springs, there's something about the theme of Palm Springs that I'm seeing that in big picture is a signal for me that you're going to be having a relationship.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't have to mean that you're going to be in Palm Springs to have it.
Right,
you don't.
I get you. I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there ever any romance, however, associated with Palm Springs? Did you ever go there on any kind of romantic level or experience?
No, I have known people from Palm Springs, and I love the personality. I don't know. I just but I kind of understand what you're saying. I really do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other part of then is that there is two. There's something related to the individual and music. So I don't.
Okay.
Did you ever? Are you much involved in music? Anybody who can play an instrument?
I love music. I have since I was very young, but as I've gotten older, it touches me. I mean, I feel so connected. As a matter of fact, some music, when I hear it, I see, like, colors. You know, I'm just, I don't know. Music just really is like healing to me. And I love music.
Well, the music, too, and I mean this seriously, the music of Japan, the music of China, the music of the Far East.
Oh, my God. Wow. I love that. Oh, yeah. That's making a lot of sense, what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
I would encourage you to meditate with your eyes closed while you're listening to the most mysterious, serene, mystical elements of the music of the Far East. I don't want to call it the Far East. It's such a cliche, but
I know what you're saying. Yes.
In a way, the Far East has a kind of mystical connotation to it, so maybe I do want to keep that kind of description.
Yes.
Because it's so exotic when you say it, the Far East.
Yes.
There's something so mystifying about it. But that's what I say, Lynn. Those two elements, and you're going to probably maybe even experience something as soon as April.
Yes,
I don't mean April.
Yes.
Caller, I don't want to get you two together.
I love it. Yes.
Okay. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you so much, Kristen and Neil. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, keep it posted. Bye-bye. 562-596-7818. And, of course, we would love to connect with all of you on Facebook, on Twitter, and everywhere else. Okay. Let us see. 954. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. Your birth date?
9/21/65.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry?
What's going on?
I just wanted to see what the world had to say, what the world has to say to me today.
Okay, well, that's a good question.
The world.
The world. The world. That's funny. It's an inside joke.
Yeah.
The world.
The world. Well, I don't know, because there's a lot of people in the world. The world's a big place. Sounds like your dog has something to say.
Oh, Yvette, where are you calling from, please? I didn't write that down.
I'm calling from Davie, Florida.
All right.
Well, maybe it's the sunshine. It's the sunshine state, the orange.
Absolutely. The weather here is beautiful.
There's something about the name, I don't know what it is, but in your whole lifetime, common name, but have you ever known anyone named Carol?
I do know a Carol, not very well, but, a casual acquaintance.
And you, it's casual, and we're just stepping a little bit in the kind of a couple-minute reading here. Can you tell me about the casual connection you have with Carol? Who is she?
Disturbing her privacy.
Yeah, don't disturb her privacy.
No, she's someone I know through the metaphysical church that I go to on occasion.
Oh. You want to say something?
Well, the only thing that I want to say is, for people who haven't spoken with Neil before, the names or small details that he picks up are connecting to a vibration. So it's not necessarily that he's picking at, your grandfather, but he's connecting to your vibrational energy. So go ahead, Neil. Wanted to interject that.
Because that metaphysical energy, that club, that committee, that group of people, you're being spoken to from the other side.
Right.
There's some element of angelic or mystical situation here. It could be designated. I'm getting another individual. There's a female with the letter L in it. that I seem to be feeling from the other side. Now,
okay.
As far as you know, anybody comes to mind that's crossed over with a strong letter L in their name?
With a strong letter L in their name.
Yeah.
I have a grandmother named Julia.
Uh-huh. Okay. Were you close to her?
Yes.
Well, do you see, the Julia, the important element of that L is it's the third letter. Mm-hmm. And your master number is actually a 33-6, so I'm feeling that she's reaching out to you.
That's wonderful.
Well, that's the first part of the of our connection. She's reaching out to you. And I want to ask you something else, Yvette. What is your connection to, on this planet, in this lifetime, to cats, C-A-T-S, a cat?
C-A-T-S, like cats? I rescue.
You rescue cats?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, she's telling you that she, you're going to be blessed. I mean, you do it out of your heart, which is the best first base. But she's telling me that she's telling you you're going to be blessed for this. There's something that you're gathering in your walk upon the planet in terms of rescuing cats that you're going to be blessed with. So we get into an attitude that, number one, Julia's speaking to you. Number two, she's telling you that she loves you and she's connecting to you. And number three, she wants to celebrate today with the message that, oh, my, you're going to be blessed for rescuing cats. Now, you could be blessed in this lifetime. You could be blessed on the other side. It could be a double package. But that's what's going on right now. And there's some kind of cat or something. It's like a tabby, the orange cat.
Okay.
And it's almost like his name is Tuffy or T or something. But I'm getting this. Is that... Tabbies are orange, right? They're the orange cat, right?
Orange or gray.
Yeah.
Orange or gray, right. But there's an orange tabby that hangs out in front of my house. His name is Cooper.
Ah.
His name is what?
Cooper.
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 Well, and that's a C element. Now we're getting into the C element of energy, just as the letter L is a 12 or a 3. Okay, so now what I'm getting is that do you befriend that cat?
Yes.
Okay, Yvette, you have spirits around you. They're angelic in form. You also have Julia, who's crossed over, who's around you too. And there's a certain blessing that's going to be put upon you for your connection to cats. This certain cat that you're befriending, it sounds like he's sort of a neighbor cat, and he probably hangs out at a lot of people's homes. I don't think he's starving or anything, but there's something about... Oh, I probably have a belly as well. But there's something about that today that I want to impress upon you in this short reading, okay?
Thank you so much. Blessings are always welcome.
Yeah.
Blessings to you. We love animals, so it's always nice to connect to somebody who's taking care of them.
And Julia says something about the roses outside your... Are there roses outside your home?
No, but there were outside of hers. The roses is a family thing, yes.
Yeah. Well, she threw that at me just to tip her hat to you once again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yvette. Take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Facebook and Twitter are linked under our Blog Talk Radio account. Of course, you can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio as well to stay updated on our show schedule. All right. Let us move on here. Who is next? Quite a list here. 720. Good morning. Hi, 720. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. I put myself on mute.
That's okay.
I've
done
that for a little one, show, so.
Actually, on accident. So,
I'm calling from Colorado. My name is
okay.
Anne.
Hi, Ann.
And,
A-N-N.
Hi.
Is it Ann?
Yes. A-N-N. A-N-N. Just three, yep. I'm not fancy enough for that little E.
That's my middle name, actually, but with an E. I've got the E.
Oh, okay. Okay, there you go. Good. Okay.
What's your birthday, Ann?
Oh, my birthday. January 20th, 55. I'm in my 51st year here.
I'm sorry, say that again. Can you speak a little more closely into the phone because it's hard to hear? That's better.
I'm just starting my 61st year on this planet.
Ah, yes. Well, congratulations on
that.
Thank you.
She's born 55?
55.
Isn't she starting her 60th year?
I've celebrated my 60th birthday.
Right, so you're in.
So I'm really.
Oh, okay.
So to
Got
me,
it.
I'm into my 61st year.
Okay, you're a futurist. Okay.
Right.
I'm a futurist, yes.
Okay. All right. What's your question, Anne? Did you want to say something? You seem like you're picking something up.
You know what I'm picking up? Before you ask me your question, you're very talented. There's something about a talent in you that is impressing me. Do you have any artistic talents, per se, or?
I used to paint a lot before I got super busy working with people over 90.
Okay.
Okay.
And your painting, you did watercolor, oil, draw?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I doodle a lot when I need to focus on something or I'm getting too anxious or too much is going on, I'll take a moment and I'll doodle.
That's right. And were they nice enough to at least be comfortably framed and put on the wall without being embarrassed?
They can be, but they're in a box.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know that I'm picking up from the energy of your voice and translating that into an image, that element, and the fact that you take care of older people is quite commendable, too. Do you have a question?
I'm kind of backing away from being hands-on with the elderly, and I'm looking at becoming a coach for the caregivers, the ones who are family members, who, even though they're not with them, and I get a little nervous, so I'm just wondering, I think I'm really supported there, but you always wonder, like, is this a good step for me at this age?
Is it good for you at this age to be a coach?
Yes. For the caregivers of elderly people or people with handicap to kind of assess how they're taking care of themselves as they're taking care of someone else.
Oh, it's absolutely excellent of you at this age to be doing that. You've gone through essentially 12 cycles of your master number, 5. 12 is the designated symbol of your first two numbers, 1, 2. And yes, this is a prime time for you to be connecting with coaching and for caregivers and assessing, because you're strategically in a spot where you have accumulated enough wisdom and your expression energies are strong and you have an acute ability to put someone at ease while you more or less criticize, or not criticize, but you're more or less analyzing or critical of a situation, that you have an ability to help promote an understanding more than reprimanding, so that people can learn from your knowledge without being offended, might be doing something wrong, and then your ability to perceive what needs to be corrected is actually going to be of assistance to the elderly. And so it's going to have a threefold package in there, but regardless of all of those aspects, the answer would be yes. You're in the right spot, you're doing the right thing, and you're elevating yourself to a higher position of 7th energy when you are doing this kind of work.
Oh, thank you. That helps calm my butterflies.
You have a butterfly collection?
No. The nervousness of my butterflies in my stomach going, venture out there?
He's teasing you.
You know why they say nervousness of butterflies? Because the butterfly flutters in flight.
Right.
So they regarded it as being a nervous, but actually the flight of the butterfly is the flight of enjoyment, enhancement, mating, finding that future flower to rest upon. So don't consider your butterflies as nervousness. Consider them as a flight of the imagination.
Oh, thank you for that perspective. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we so appreciate your call, and, you know, it's always nice to get validation. So I'm glad you could get that from us today. So,
thank you so much, and have a joyous rest of the day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. 562-596-7818. And yes, we love to connect with you. Please do so on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. I sound like a broken record, but, you know, that's how we generate a larger community
that
we can connect with. So we appreciate your participation. Okay, 323 is next. Then we have a caller from Skype, 441. And those are the next two. We're still going to take more callers after that, but I'm just calling out the next two. Sometimes it gets too confusing if I announce too many numbers. So I just want to let the next two know. We have 323 on the air right now. Who's this, please?
Hi, this is Monty.
Hi.
I'm calling from Palm Springs.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling from Palm Springs.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well,
that's really interesting. As you know, if you were listening, that was involved in another reading, Monty. And Monty, what is your birth date, please?
August 2nd, 1963.
63. Okay. Neil, you're going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, you know, this is his second coming on the, you know, never mind.
10/29/11/2. Interesting. So we have a 29/11/2, the first, I believe, of the day, and this is, you know, we were talking about the number 11 today, Monty. What's your question this morning?
Well, I'm fine with Palm Springs, but I'm looking at selling my house and moving on, and I don't really have anywhere to go, and I'm just kind of wondering if there's a direction or a course for me to move forward.
Okay.
Well, okay. You're 51 years old. You're compounded at 29/11/2. You are the topic of our show today. Did you ever, not that you have to go there, but first of all, do you have any connection or do you know anybody in Arizona or New Mexico?
I've never been in the state of Arizona. I traveled to New Mexico. I actually thought about, at one point, you know, possibly moving to the Santa Fe area, but I don't know anybody there. It was just kind of a lark, but it never happened.
Okay. Well, you know, I could be, Monty, picking up on the energy, if you will, of your consciousness of having been there and been somewhat intrigued by the location. So I could be picking up psychically on that bit of consciousness. I'm also getting a lot of art objects around you. Are you a man that likes to surround yourself with art? Are you a man of placement, beauty, design?
Probably. I mean, yeah, I have a nice house and it's well appointed, and I've got some, I mean, I don't live like a Rockefeller, but I've got some nice artwork, and I also paint, and I have photography up. So yeah, it's people, you know, it's a nice house. It's a nice place, and there's lots of good things to look at.
You paint, too, so I'm getting a good report. You know, here's the thing, Monty. It's like those rides in Disneyland when you get in the car, and that's already on a track, and so you're kind of going on the excitement of the ride, but it's on a track. What I mean to say is your future is being tracked by a higher energy. So where
Thank you. Thank you. I have been waiting years for someone to tell me that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so
I don't ever believe I've had free will. I've always been on a track that was out of my design.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting too, and that's directly from angels and guides and spirits that have allowed me to express that to you. So now it's validated.
Thank you. that, I mean, so much burden I've carried with, I've had so many new agers say, you create your own reality, you're responsible for this. And I'm like, no, I didn't create this. I'm on a track. I have no control over this. I'm working for something that I'm not conscious of. So
that's
thank
true.
You.
Yeah, that's true. Some of us are on free will. Some of us are on a track. You're on a track. You're following a course that's already been established for you.
So so my intuition is right. I can't really screw up. I just go with the flow, and wherever I end up, that's where I'm supposed to be.
That's right. Monty, you'd have to go so far to screw up. You'd have to go kill a cat or kill a baby. You'd have to get so far off your course, it would be ludicrous. Basically, if you stay on the track of obeying the rules of humanity, you're on track.
Okay.
So your free will can get you off track if you do something really horrible, but that's not energy, so don't worry about it.
Okay. Great, Monty. Well, we're so glad you connected with us today. And again, another validation for someone's path, which is always, always good news.
Thank you very, very much. All blessings to both of you, and I'm going to listen to the show.
Okay, yeah, I'll put you on mute, Monty. All right. Well, we are still loaded with callers, and we've got about 12 minutes, so let me take this Skype caller. Good morning. 4416, are you there?
Oh.
Hi, who's this? Can you hear us? Oh, we got a bad connection. They dropped.
Bad connection.
They
okay.
dropped. Okay, so 862 is next. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Tony, I actually wrote yesterday.
Yes,
I'm the
hi,
one that
Tony.
Lives in Palm. I live in Palm Springs also, but I live in Florida.
Yeah, we emailed back and forth, you and I. Tony, what's your update? So thank you so much for getting in touch today.
You know what? I am so sorry that I'm so late, but I was like, I needed to make it. I just didn't know what time frame because I just moved here from New Jersey like a year and a half ago. So I saw the 914. I was like, that's a local number for me.
Right. Well, you know what? We're in California, but Blog Talk Radio generates our phone number for callers, so that's like a New York
okay.
number.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a New York number, so I was like, okay. But I was born July 10th, 1966.
7-10-66. Okay, and what's your question? I told you about him last night. You're from a family of psychics, right?
I was born in a family. There's 17 in my mother's family. My mom, we used to have these, Hispanics call them spiritual masses, where we all sit in the table dressed in white. And basically, my mom was always the leader of the channel. My mother channels. I channel whatever. But, you know, I've been a channeler since I was, the first time I got possessed, I was like 12. So, I've been reading for a very long time. And tragedy, pain, sorrow, whatever you want to call it, decided to take a leap of faith and finally listen. So I believe that Spirit wants me here. I'm comfortable. I'm okay. I'm away from my family. As long as I'm away from them, I feel really great. no, really. I know it's not mean, but I really do. I'm here. It's a lot of spiritual activity. Lately, been dreaming. Well, not dreaming. Having these weird things happening all over the world. And, you know.
So you've been having
dreams. Actual visions.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you,
sorry.
Tony, but today, do you want like a general reading, or are you looking for a specific question answered?
No, it's a question. It's a question because, okay, you know, a doctor can heal himself, and he really can't. And my thing is, like, sometimes I just want to shut this off. I really do. Sometimes it really drives me crazy because I don't really want to, I don't watch the news. So why are you going to pick me up and take me around the world and show me what's going on in the world, and then all of a sudden I tell someone, and they're like, looking at me like I have to be heads, and then like it happens. I was like, did I not tell you that it's happening? Why? I don't get this. That's my question. I don't get it. Why?
Well, what I'm understanding, Tony, is that you're trying to shut off the far-reaching aspects of your psychic abilities because they can become overwhelming. And yes, that sometimes there's no mercy on a psychic or a channeler or a mystic, because the more powerful you are, the more the world comes into your consciousness. To me, I'm okay with that. I don't have a trouble with that, but not everybody follows that stance. I would say to you to connect to your immediate environment. I'm getting a lot of cacti around you, cactus. So, you know, the cactus is a stationary plant. It holds the water within, and it's usually an adaptable plant. And so what I would say to you is to connect yourself immediately first with your first chakra, because your first chakra is going to help ground you and take away some of the pressure from your sixth chakra. So you're grounded to the earth. Pay more attention to your immediate environment. Appreciate the whatever it is out there in your immediate environment, whether it's cement or sand or woods or trees or birds, sky. Just connect to that right now and focus on the language of the first chakra. That's your grounding chakra. And what you need is a kind of a grounding element, because the aspects of higher energies could kind of lift you up so high that you don't feel as grounded as you want to be. So I would say, since you're an old-time channeler, and since you've been the age of 12 and you're 48 now, which is incidentally, you had to change at the age of 30, your master number's 3, which is mysticism, I would suggest to you to start grounding yourself in the first 3 chakras, specifically the first, and to understand the language of the earth beneath your feet more than the language of the cosmos above your head.
That makes a lot of sense. But let me ask you one more question. I don't want to take up your time because I know you're busy. Okay, my biggest problem has always been 2 things, finances and love. I can't hold on to a relationship to save my life. And finances, I get enough, and I'm very giving, but not enough to build what I want to build. And every time I ask, all I is just be still. Whatever is for you will come. It's coming. And I'm like I hear this voice since I was a teenager, so I wait until I'm 80 years old.
Yeah, your finances, Tony, are broken up by karma. Your 7-1 is a broken up 8, which would bring in the avenue, the revenue that you're seeking, and be able to retain it. For some reason, your 8 got broken up karmically to a 7-1,
and
that would have to be further analyzed in terms of how to bring that karma back together again, fuse it back together again, to establish the abundance of material energy in terms of money. 30 equals 3. Typically, they have a lot of difficulty in relationships. A lot of people who are master number 30 equals 3 sometimes have difficulty in relationships. They can't find it. That zero factor's in there. You have a 0 in your day, and that is the significant factor of where some of your difficulties and conflicts in both having a relationship and retaining it is problematic, but solvable. Because I'll tell you something real quickly, you're born in 66, and that's a reflection of energy. So you do have a soulmate in the planet awaiting you. And even though you're 48 and you've gone through specifically 16 cycles, it could be that this individual will come in around the age of 51. But don't despair, as you still have this energy force of it coming in.
Okay.
Thank you so very much for that. But if I wanted to get red, what do I have to do?
You know what? We've got to take another call, Tony. We've got to stop it right there. But you can call the show again on Monday if you like. What was the question?
If I wanted to get read by him, what do I have to do?
Oh, a read. I'm sorry. 562-596-7818. I apologize. I didn't hear your question.
Okay.
Contact him by phone because any inquiry via email is going to be answered by me, so you'll need to connect with Neil directly. But you're welcome to do so after the show, Tony.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Have a good day, both of you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, again, 562-596-7818. We have time for one more caller, about 4 minutes. So we're going to take Liz. Liz, hi.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? 29112, she's born 32285. Also, another
it's,
subject.
It's 3880.
Is that wrong? What did I do? 3880. Sorry.
3880.
Yeah. I don't know. I wrote someone else's birth date. That was kind of similar to yours in the spot. Okay, so Liz, what is your question?
Well, I was wondering if my sister had any messages for anyone in my family, because I seem to be the one that has the most contact with her. And I'm just wondering if I can, you know, provide anyone else with a message from her or a sign from her or something like that.
Yeah, she crossed over, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And what, was it cancer? Or?
You already know. Didn't she have cerebral palsy?
Yes, that is exactly
right. Oh, yeah. I recall.
And you were talking about the butterfly earlier, and I thought that was interesting because that's kind of one of her, that's one of the symbols for her that I see.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, they, you know, butterflies go through, and they're interesting because they go through a great metamorphosis. They're first caterpillars, and then they go through this miraculous change, marvel of nature. Yes, there is something that I'm getting through. It has to do with a ring. First of all, it's a ring with a precious stone in it. Do you recall, or do you have any connection to any ring that has a beautiful stone in it?
I have, you know, I have lots of rings and jewelry, and
well, do you
I
have
ha-
any,
you know.
Yeah, Liz, do you have any rocks, any beautiful rocks? Do you have anything moving from the ring? Rocks? Do you have rocks?
Yeah, I do. I have different types that I've collected over the years.
Uh-huh. There is some kind of element regarding, we don't have a lot of time, but there's some kind of element regarding the stone, the rock, the ring. It has to do with the colorful energy of the earth and the opening up of something deep within the earth that's mystical. So there is something rooted to something. It could also be in the form of, I don't know it, there could be some emergence of inheritance or money coming in, because I'm getting a strong money symbol coming up.
Hmm.
Is anything in the limelight of money right now, any kind of inheritance going on?
It would be cool. I would be totally happy about that. not that I am aware of, but I can't say. I mean, I don't know. One of my sisters has recently started talking to our biological grandmother, whom we've never met. But all the rest of the grandparents are dead.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, there's something going on in that respect, Liz, that starts to open up the dialogue in terms of your question.
Okay.
All right, Liz.
All right,
well,
great.
It was one, but again, sorry, we got to
see
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we are back on it. Monday. I don't even know the date, but we are back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, and we thank all of our callers, lots of new people today. thanks, Neil, for your time, and we will see you next week. Bye.